Tyson Shaw has the ball teed up. We're looking to see he goes back deep for the Newton Rams, a team that's traditionally played us tough. And on our near side, on the far side, it is number four. That is Matheson on the far side. On the near side, number 18, Robert Lewis.
Yeah, Lewis, one of Bill's impact players tonight. He spoke about him in the return game. Hopefully Tyson will have a consecutive average of 60 yards tonight, put him in the end zone.
Tyson Shaw waiting for the official's whistle. There it is. And we're about to ready to get this game underway. Approaches the ball. Nice end-over-end kick. Matheson takes it at the 2. He's across the 3, the 5, the 15. He's at the 20, the 25, the 30. Cuts back outside, still on his feet. Gets hit and drove down at the 29-yard line.
Yeah, hole opened up, went right up the middle. Travis Tisdale, our running back, was able there to make the tackle. I love it when an offensive guy gets in there and cleans it up. It looked dangerous there for a second, Wes, because the seas parted and the hole was right up the middle.
It sure did. I thought for a minute, this could start off just the wrong way real quick. Like, ball in the middle of the field. Newton Rams, white jerseys, white pants, white helmets. They'll be going from left to right on your radio dial. 11:51 in the first quarter. No score. Just underway. At quarterback, number 3, Middlebrooks. Middlebrooks in the shotgun. Brings a man in motion towards us. Gets on the jet sweep around the right side. Across the 30, 35, still on his feet. As he gets across the 35 up to about the 36-yard line.
Yeah, running the jet sweep there. Kymer Moore and Walker Schwab there still on the edge along with number 46, Jamari Hill. Really trying to push that back inside, but it wasn't after a 6-yard pickup.
Second and 4 out at the 36. Ball on there, hash mark. Our Vikings. Three-man front. Newton sends 3 to the far side. Middlebrooks with a running back in the backfield with him. They're in the pistol. Drops the ball on the ground. Goes to pick it up. Gets hit. And he'll lose yardage back to the 32-yard line.
Yeah, snap was low. Didn't really know what to do with it. Tried to break it outside, but not before Tyson Shaw came up, making the tackle in the backfield. A little loss on the play there. Third down for the Rams.
And they mark it at the 34, so it'll be 3rd and 6. They got to get across the 40.
Guys, keep an eye on that. That's 2 snaps now. Both of them have been low. And the quarterback just got through telling the center to try to get that ball up.
Marty, think of that equipment. Park Supply sideline update. 10:45, first quarter, no score. Newton's first possession. We show blitz off the corner. There they come. Throw it across the middle. Ball batted up in the air. The Newton quarterback makes the catch. He gets hit, and he'll go down at the 36. And Newton will have to punt on their first possession.
Beautiful example of the RPO. He's putting it in the gut of the running back. Decided to pull it into a tight end dump. Get your hands up as defensive lineman. Tips it up high. He caught his own pass.
Running back. You know, we talked about that in the countdown to kickoff about that Newton would do that to us. I didn't think our Vikings had that height over there on the defensive line.
Good job staying home there, making the tackle before the first down.
Number 49, Butler to go back and punt for the Rams. Dossier the near side. High. Dossier signals for fair catch, and he makes it at the 30, and that's where our Vikings will take over. 1st and 10, but 9:53 to go, first quarter, no score, and this will be our Vikings' first possession.
Yeah, real high kick there. Drosier had to step up a little bit of contact there in the halo zone, we'll call it.
Yeah, they don't call that anymore, but, I mean, he was right in his grill. You could have said that he almost impeded with his ability to fair catch.
Barrett brings the Vikings out on the field, and J.D. Lee will be the running back. Getty Brown, wide receiver to the near side, trips to the far side. Four-man front for the Rams, 2 linebackers. Throws out and flash, catch made by Tavon Kyle, stops.
Oh, it is a pass all the way downfield to Miko Washington, number 7. Miko's off to the races, to the 10, the 5, touchdown Vikings.
Marty, do you have a crystal ball, my friend? Miko Washington is impact player, double pass, good job Tavon Kyle. It was so wide open, it wasn't even funny. Go, Marty.
Great play. I mean, just great call. Got, you know, we talked about Newton being an aggressive team that comes out. They were just over-aggressive on that play. It was just a great call by Randy McPherson. Great execution by Michael Barrick, Tavon Kyle, and Miko Washington. He deked the cornerback and just had it sold. Just a great play overall and a great start for our Vikings.
Marty, think of that equipment, Park Supply sideline update. 55-yard pass. Musgrove on to attempt the extra point. Ball's down, kicks up. It's good. We'll take a 30-second break. Back after this.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. Let's go to Chuck for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Bill. Michael Barrett started that double pass by throwing it to Tavon Kyle, who turned around and threw to Tavon, a wide-open Tavon Kyle. Miko Washington for 69-yard pass for Lounge touchdown to make it 7-0 Lounge with 9:40 left in the first quarter.
Chuck, thank you for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap. Tyson Shaw approaches the football. High end over end kick. This one will sail into the end zone, and the Newton Rams will take over first and 10 from their 20-yard line.
I like the call there. Marty mentioned it a minute ago. That's a really good call. A team really eager to get out here and maybe put some pressure on us. Pop them early, and what a great job selling it right there by Tavon. One thing you worry about, Wes, when you got a receiver throwing a ball, is he gonna throw him in stride? Is he gonna underthrow it or overthrow it? He put it right in the wheelhouse.
Well, he really did. And you saw Miko, if he'd have stayed on that path going down that sideline, on the far sideline, they probably would have caught him.
Yeah.
He took the angle and came across and just outran him to the end zone.
Middlebrooks in the shotgun. He's got a running back to his right, split his receivers, takes a snap. Right up our bread and bucket they come, and it gets hit, bounces outside. Good run by number one, Tinch.
Yeah,
Tinch. He ran to the line of scrimmage. Nothing there, bounced outside and picked up 5 yards.
Fred Stewart came up there, had to make the tackle from the safety position, 5 yard pickup on the play. Tench, a UAB commit.
Second and 5 from the 25. 9:19 to go first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. Middlebrooks for the Rams. He asked for the football. Again, gives a Tench try to get outside, gets hit in the backfield. Open tackle out there in the flats.
Tyson Shaw right there read it off the edge, that outside linebacker position. Going to be another loss on the play for Tyson. That's two tackles tonight for him, and both of them for loss.
Yeah, tackle for loss. Tyson is from that linebacker spot doing a job tonight.
Make it 3rd and 6 back at the 24. Ball in the middle of the field with the Rams going from left to right on your radio dial. Vikings in a four-man front. We've got two linebackers kind of uptight. Middlebrooks, we showing blitz up the middle. Ball's down low. There we come. He's looking. I have no place to go to get hit. Throws the ball out in the flats, and it's incomplete as he tried to complete the pass to number one, Tinch, but we were all over him.
Yeah, brought the blitz up the A-gap, and he really just kind of sidestepped, wasn't able to set his feet to throw it. He had a wide-open receiver, but alligator armed it and short-armed the pass.
Yeah, one of the things I am watching tonight is that offense-defensive line matchup, and I tell you what, we just bull-rushed that huge offensive line that time, along with the assistance of the blitz.
Look at Butler. He's back to punt for the Rams. Dossier and Tavon Kyle,
and we jumped off.
Yeah, we jumped off sides. It's not going to be enough for the first down, but it may make
them rethink what they want to do.
Yeah, may make.
Yeah, but they're still on their own 28-yard line. I don't think you're going to. Could be wrong, but I don't think you're going to test that.
Coach is going to think about it.
Well, they did make it to the 29, so it's 4th and 1.
4th and 1. Ball on the Middlebrooks, on the Newton side of the field. 8:32 to go here, first quarter.
They do bring their offense.
Quickly, trip to the near side. Single receiver, far side. Middlebrook trying to get his players set, and our Vikings call timeout. We'll take a 30-second break.
Yeah, make them think about it again.
Yeah, we were running. Dekoff was running on the field, thinking he was supposed to be on there, but we had too many men out there, I think.
That could easily just been a pull of
get us
a call timeout.
Hey, Marty, see if you can get an update on Schwab. Came limping off.
Yeah, well, Schwab, I think, is okay. You got Bergman out. He got a bloody nose. They're over there tending to his nose, but I think Schwab is gonna walk it off.
He's back out there. All right, got it back.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. And after the timeout, it's still 4th and 1 for Newton. And now they change their mind again, guys. And they're going to now punt.
And Butler, the punter, standing inside the 15. Drossier and Devon Kyle standing at the 40. There's a punt. Nice high kick, wobbly kick. They kick it toward Drossier. He makes the catch. Turns to come upfield. He gets hit. And he'll go down at the 40. I think they're going to mark him at the 48-yard line.
No fear for Drossier.
Yeah, Drossier had to run up to make that catch. Had a little bit of space, but it was closed in quick there by the Newton Rams defense.
Vikings will take over first and 10 from our own 48. Ball on their hash mark with the Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. 8:21 to go here, first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. This will be our second possession. And again, J.D. Lee comes out on the field with Michael Barrett as he brings Miko Washington to the near side, sends Geddy Brown and Tavon Kyle to the far side of the field. Rams, four-man front, two linebackers, showing man coverage right now. There comes the blitz off the corner, and we go a route away from it. Barrett will get across the 50, down to the 49, and a Newton player loses his helmet, and he has to go off the field.
Yeah, Michael Barrett running to the near side on the zone read there, decided to keep it, able to get positive yards on the play, get the ball across the 50-yard line. A little bit of drizzle starting to happen, fellas.
Second and 7 from the Ram 49-yard line. Again, trips to the far side, single receiver near side. Marcus Gary in the slot on the near side. Now he goes to the far side in motion. Barrett, empty backfield. He calls for the ball, turns quickly, throws out in the flats. Catch made by number 6. Tisdale by one man, two. Down the sideline. They got it. They slowed him up enough to run him out of bounds at the 21-yard line.
Bubble screen to Tisdale in space. That's what we want to do is get our athletes in space. Able to make the catch, weave through there. Big pickup on the play. But yes, they were able to trip him up, get him ready. Couldn't really get his wheels running because when he do, he's off of the races.
He's gone. They mark him out at the 22-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Vikings at the Newton 22. 27-yard run by Travis Tisdale. Ball on the far hash mark. Puts Tisdale in motion. It's an empty backfield for Barrett. Quickly. Oh, he fakes the pass, keeps the ball himself up the middle. He goes. He's across the 20 down to around the 18-yard line.
I think they wanted to throw the pass. Barrett saw something that he didn't like in that pass, decided to keep it. Positive yards on the play. Keep the ball moving towards the goal line.
And the Vikings are in a hurry-up offense. So second and 5. Again, it goes to Barrett. Barrett across the 15. He'll be about 2 yards shy of the first down.
On that previous play, guys, he saw the cornerback try to make that step into his passing lane. He pulled it back, and just that vision that he's got so far.
Field awareness.
Yeah.
We'll call it field awareness.
Second and a long, third and a long two. Empty backfield. Barrett again calls for the ball. Rams, they're showing blitz off the far corner, and they break the neutral zone. That'll be a first down for our Vikings.
He's done such a good job of that again this year. You saw last year, and even back to Austin Dixon, getting that hard count, getting him to jump, get the cheap yardage so we don't have to use our running backs to get it. First and goal for the Vikings at the 9.
Yeah, that's another benefit of the hurry-up offense. You get that defense where they're trying to catch up. They're not having time to stop and think, and they're just trying to catch up. So great job there by our up-tempo.
Marty, thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update. 7:08 to go, first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. Our second possession of the ball game looking. Barrett fakes the pass, pulls it down. He crossed the 10. He's giving him maybe a yard down to the 8-yard line.
Difference here, I think that was a design quarterback draw the whole time, running right up the gut behind Palmer Henderson, big center up there. They're having to double team Jeffries. That Clemson commit, number 90, Darnell Jeffries up front, he's taking up a lot of space.
Yes, he is. Second and goal from the 8. Barrett and Tisdale to the far side of the field. Brown and Tavon Cowell to the near side. Hit empty backfield. Brings Travis Tisdale to motion. Keeps out, fakes the jet sweep right up the middle, goes Michael Barrett. Touchdown Vikings.
Yeah, faking right there, misdirection. Michael Barrett just follows his lead blocker. I think we had an unbalanced line, too, to help him with Jalen Goff blocking on the edge. 8 yards, rushing touchdown, Michael Barrett.
Yeah, they did. They brought in Marcus Brownrigg at the tight end spot so they could double-team Jeffrey.
Yeah.
And they just pushed him off to the side. It left the middle open. Touchdown Vikings.
Musgrove on to attempt the extra point. Waiting on the snap. Ball's down, kicks up. It's good. We'll take a 30-second break. Back after this.
Welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box as the Vikings now lead 14-0, getting ready to kick off. Let's go over to Wes James.
And Tyson Shaw set to kick off the last one into the end zone. They've got Matheson and Lewis back deep, standing at the goal line. You hear that lounge band. Got those drums rolling. Puts that right foot into it. And And that will sail into the end zone. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence with the Page Engineer Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 6 plays, went 52 yards. Michael Barrett rushed 8 yards for a Viking touchdown. Pastor Musgrove kicked the PAT to make it 14-0 Vikings with 6:19 left in the first quarter.
Let's get on to Marty for an equipment parts supply sideline update.
Guys, a couple injury updates down here. Kadeem Bergman did come off and missed the final two plays of that last drive on defense. He had a busted nose. It was bleeding. Great job by Pipolo and the assistant trainers. They got him fixed up, got him back out there. He's ready to go. Also, Mike Gentry, guys, is still walking with a brace on. Said it's going to be another week or two, but he's not playing tonight.
Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. And something just happened. We, our defensive line was spread out. Then they kind of jumped in together. And when they did, they called a legal procedure against the Rams. That'll mark it back to the 15, so it'll be 1st and 15 at their 15-yard line.
Umpire didn't like what he saw. Just a little bit of commotion, twitching up there.
Middlebrook for the Rams brings two receivers near side, two receivers far side. Keeps that running back in the backfield with him. Puts a man in motion toward the Vistra side of the field. We follow him over, and they give it to Tinch, and Tinch slips and falls in the backfield, and he'll lose yardage back to the 13-yard line.
Yeah, right there, just running a power right there, giving it to Tinch. Foot slipped right out from under him, and a little bit of rain continuing to come down may have affected that play.
2nd and 17 back at the 13-yard line. 5:50 to go here, first quarter. Vikings leading 14-0. Middlebrook for the Rams. They're in the pistol. We're showing blitz up the middle now. He gets the ball. Goes across the middle. A drag pass underneath. Complete out to the 20, maybe the 21-yard line.
Yeah, bringing the blitz from up the middle. They're throwing that little dump over the top of it. And Fred Stewart able to come up there and make it before he could bust it wide open. Still going to make it a 3rd and long, Wes. 3rd and 9.
3rd and 9 for the Newton Rams. Ball in the middle of the field with the Rams going from left to right on your radio dial. Quarterback for the Rams. Keeps Tinch in the backfield with him. We're showing all kind of blitz up the middle. Two receivers near side, two far side. Now we back out. He sends Tinch to the far side of the field in motion. Looking, a little screen pass underneath, but no good. They'll get a yard, and that's it.
I like it. We show blitz, and what do you do when you've got your back to the wall and your team's bringing the house? Throw a screen. We backed out of it right there. Perfect call by Byron Slatton.
Is that a quarterback that's making his own calls? We talked about that, how Coach Banks trusts Middlebrooks to be able to audible at the line. Maybe he did.
Guys, that was Kadeem Bergman there, one of our Lowe's Body Works impact players. Snipped that out and hit him just as soon as he caught it. So great job there by Kadeem.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. 4th and 8, the ball at the Ram 22-yard line. They're waiting for an offensive lineman to get on the field. 4, 3, 2, 1. We're going to have to delay a game.
Time out. We're going to take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Ram set to punt, high end over end. Punt is not going anywhere, but it hits at the 30. Takes a Ram bounce across the 40 and nailed down it at the 42-yard line. 46-yard line.
Yeah, we've had two punt returners back all night. We decided to go after this when we weren't able to get to it. It made it a Peter punt. If you notice that, we brought the house. The punt wasn't good. Hit and took a big round. Rams bounce. Good round. Rams bounce. Good job by Tavon Kyle getting out of the way.
4:14 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 14-0. This is our third possession. J.D. Lee to the left of Michael Barrett. He's got one single receiver to the far side, three receivers to the near side. Rams still in that 4-2, showing blitz off the corner. Throws over the fast catch made by Devon Kyle. Spins, and he'll get down to the 40. And a good stiff arm to the helmet and turn, making fought his way down to the 40-yard line.
Yeah, Tavon a little slow to get up. Kind of limping off right there. Hopefully that's nothing bad. Ran a little slant route, and he caught it. And a defender might have rolled up on the back of his leg. We'll try to get an update on that for you in just a little bit.
Brings Dexter Smith in at wide receiver. Gary and Nico Washington near side. Brown to the far side with J.D. Lee. Empty backfield. Again, they show blitz off the corner on the Newton side. And Barrett keeps it. Right up the middle he runs. Look at that big quarterback. Just stroll. Running over people. Still on his feet. He's across the 30, the 25, the 20. Fights his way down to the 15-yard line. Michael Barrett just said, "It's me, fellas. It's me."
Yeah, Michael Barrett running right there. Really getting gang tackled. Somebody kind of pushed him from behind when he was on his back. Palmer Henderson didn't like it. Going to be a 15-yard penalty tacked onto the end of the play for the Vikings.
Guys, you want to know what a young man means to a team? I asked Coach Mack that in the pregame. That's what he means to our team. They get a little late on him. Our offensive linemen and our team don't like it, and they're there to take his stand up for him and get his back. That's how much Michael Barrett means to this team. And Coach Banks said it before the game. He is a man, and he just showed it.
Yeah, Michael had his knee down. He was getting tackled, and a guy came and pushed him from behind. Palmer didn't like what he saw, and I don't blame him for taking that shot there. It's going to cost us 15, though.
It may have cost us 15, but as a former offensive lineman, I can tell you what that's going to mean to my quarterback. He's going to know I've got his back. And this, they're going to negate this in just a few minutes.
Yeah, the results of the play are still a first down, big pickup by Barrett, but it's going to back us up to the 32-yard line.
Danny Brown goes to the far side with Dexter Smith. Nico Washington near the near side. J.D. Lee to the right of Barrett. Looking into that teeth of that Rams defense. Michael Barrett asks for the ball. Gives it to J.D. Lee over the right side, and he'll get absolutely nowhere. 3:08 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 14-0, and it'll be second and 10.
Yeah, no gain really on the play there. J.D. Lee running off that right side. Unfortunately, that's the side that Darnell Jeffries was on that play. Going to bring it second and 10.
Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Marcus Gary, the up back, on the Rams side of the field. Rams, four-man front. Those linebackers are up tight. Barrett asks for the football. Play action, starts to run, throws the catch out to Gary. Gary breaks the tackle. He's across the 25 to 20. He'll have the first down as he gets back to the 15-yard line. And Taylor, you saw it, you tell him.
Yeah, one thing about Michael Barrett he's so brilliant at is making things happen when a play gets busted. Blitz came up the middle, he rolled, and he really didn't have time to throw. He threw it low to Gary, but Gary's athleticism breaking that tackle, able to pick up a big first down for the Vikings.
Your key is he threw it low, because so if Marcus couldn't get it, no one else could.
Yeah.
Guys, good sign here. They went over and checked Tavon out there, working on his knee, it looked like, just kind of feeling it out, and then filled out his good one. And he wasn't on the table long, and they popped him up and got him walking around now. So that's a good sign. We'll try to get it, figure out what a little more about it. But he's walking around, so that's a good sign.
That's an equipment, parts, supplies, sideline update by Marty Rogers. Inside 2 minutes to go, Vikings leading 14-0. First and 10 from the 15 with trips to the near side. Single receiver, far side. And we give it to the back right up the middle. And that was Tisdale on the carry. On the carry, and he'll get maybe a yard.
Yeah, Tisdale running off the left side, keeping the ball in the middle of the field. Picked up one on the play. Tisdale hits the hole hard. He's really our space back.
Yeah.
J.D. Lee is that hard pound you back. We decided to run Tisdale up the gut that time.
Again, trips to the near side, single receiver, far side. 1:25 to go, first quarter, Vikings leading 14-0. Second and 9 from the 14. And again, we run Tisdale over the right side, nothing at all.
We decided to keep it. It was designed RPO right there for Tisdale. Michael decided to pull it because he thought he saw something he liked. And really nowhere to go on the play, Barrett up the middle. Going to be no pickup on there, 3rd and 9.
Inside 1 minute. Time enough to get a couple of plays off. 3rd and 10. We've got to get just across the 6-yard line. J.D. Lee and out running back. Barrett looks, pump fakes, throws to the end zone, high up in the air, and did he make the catch? Wait a minute.
Touchdown.
Touchdown Vikings.
Yeah, Miko Washington, 2 touchdowns tonight. Marty, you do have a silver crystal ball, my friend. Miko, it was a fade route to Miko. He had the height advantage on the DB. He really went up and made a great play there. Beautiful pass by Barrett.
And I'm watching the hesitation on my part. Is I'm watching the back judge. He's looking out at the side judge, and he's going, oh, we go for 2.
He dropped it, and it was down right there. We're going to take a 30-second break. Vikings lead 20-0. We'll be right back after this.
Welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. It is now 20-0. Vikings lead the Rams as the Vikings get ready to kick off. Let's take it over to Wes James for the kickoff.
And real quickly, Taylor, as we were talking, I was looking at the official, stuck his hands out in front of him and just half-heartedly raised him for a touchdown, which was our hesitation on calling it. And then we're discussing it. And
you know, I think he was deferring to the line judge that was behind the play to make sure he wasn't out of bounds. He had a bad angle where he was stepping to the side, looking back at the line judge. Once he said yes, throw the hands in the air.
Tyson Shaw set to kick off with Matheson and Lewis back deep for the Rams. Nice high kick and into the end zone for a touchback. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 7 plays with 46 yards. Michael Barrett for a 14-yard pass. Tamiko Washington for a Viking touchdown. The two-point conversion failed to make it 20-0 Vikings with 34 seconds left in the first quarter.
Thank you for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap. As 34 seconds left here in the first quarter, let's send it back over to Wes James.
And Middlebrooks in a shotgun. It's an empty backfield. Trips near side. Two receivers to the Newton side of the field. Vikings in a three-man front. He calls for the ball. Nope, he's going to be a quarterback keeper. Tries over the left side, and he'll get across the 20, and they're going to mark him down about the, no, they're going to mark him down on the 25.
Yeah, quarterback draw the whole time, running off that left side. We were able to step up there. Will Tolbert in on the tackle, but not after a five-yard gain on the play.
And that may be, that it will be the final play of the first quarter. Vikings leading 20-0. Go ahead and take a 60-second break. We'll be back after this.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, softball swept Tipton 8-0 and 6-0.
Okay.
Y'all can get that out there. Softball coach just texted me.
8-0, 6-0. Lowndes girls swept Tipton County.
Absolutely.
Welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box here at Martin Stadium as we go to the second quarter now with Lowndes leading Newton 20-0. Now back over to Wes James and Taylor Biddle.
They have swapped ends of the field, so Newton will be going from right to left on your radio dial, and it will be second and 5 from the 25. Ball on the near hash mark. Middlebrook in the pistol. Tench right behind him. We're showing blitz right up the middle. Now we back out of it. He pulls it out, throws across the middle, a little drag pass underneath again, and then make the catch to number 14, and he's all the way out to the 40-yard line.
Yeah, it's enough for a first down. Might be their first down, and yes, it is. Really just a dump is what we're calling it over the top of the linebackers when they're showing pressure on the run. That's what the RPO does to you. It brings you in with a run and throws it over the top of you for a pass. Rain really starting to come down now.
Middlebrook asking for the football. Gives it to Tench on the jet sweep around the right side. He's got a hole as he gets across the 40 out to the 45. They're going to mark him all the way out to the 48-yard line. Taylor.
Tench showing his abilities, why UAB is even recruiting him, showing patience, patience on that right side. 8 yards on the pickup for Tench.
Second, like I say, second and 2 out to their 48. 11:18 to go here and a half. Vikings leading 20-0. The Rams showing some life here. Trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Again to Tench. Tench has got a hole, and all of a sudden, they're into Viking territory down to the 44-yard line. And where is this hole come from?
That offensive line is really ramped up now.
Yeah, offensive line. He's able to get to the second level. We've kind of backed out of a four-man front into a three-man front.
Quickly, again to Tench up the middle, and they were moving, and no flag.
Guys, there is a flag right here on the home side, but I think they might have got us because we did not have we had a player running off, and he wasn't completely off the field when they snapped.
A little bit of lollygagging there as he was running off as well, but, yeah, right in front of the official, he's going to throw the too many men on the field penalty.
Marty, thank you for that equipment part supply sideline update.
And that is the call.
That'll put it almost to a first down. It's going to be
all the way
within
down
within a yard.
What the official did, and that's good officiating, is he threw the flag and blew the whistle to stop it there, so it's a legal substitution and not illegal participation. The difference between 5 and 15. But it's still first and now. Okay, now they get it right. It's back to the 39 where it will be first and
okay.
5.
Yeah, they didn't want the results of the play because that would have been second down. They wanted no. Yeah,
here we go.
They wanted a penalty with a repeat of first down.
First and 5, Middlebrook in the shotgun. Gives it to Tench right up the middle. He gets across the 40 down to about the 38. Jumped in there hard when he drove back to the 40. They're going to give him down to the 37. Taylor will be second and probably about a long two from the 37.
Yeah, Will Tolbert filling the hole up right there as Tench running off that right side. Second, and they're going to call it three.
Yep, second and three.
Officials whistle. Let's see what that is.
I think our coaching staff wants a little explanation about something. Rain continues to come down pretty hard here in Martin Stadium.
This is an all-star crew from the Albany, from over in Albany. All right, here we go. Second and three. Ball on the far hash mark. 10:20 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 20-0. Newton trying to get another first down. Quarterback keeps trying to get around the right side. And, oh, what a play. What a play out there in the flats as our defender just reached out and grabbed him by the ankles as he was going by.
Tyson Shaw again.
Tyson Shaw saw the quarterback on the keeper running off that right side, trying to come up and seal the edge, and he did. And how he sealed it was reaching for the shoestring, made a tackle there. What are they doing? All right, they had the ball way marked up here. He had him tackled in the backfield, so it's going to be third down and three still.
Third and three. 9:40 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 20-0. Ball on the far hash mark. Rams right to left on your radio dial. Looks at a Viking three-man front. Linebackers up tight. Middlebrook gives it to Tench. Tench slips and falls, but he gets across the 40, almost down to the 39. It's going to be short of the first down by about half a yard.
Yeah, Tench got hit by the turf monster once again. Slips on the play though, and it is going to be fourth down. I would think they're going to go for it here. Got to stay on sides, Viking defense.
Listen to this crowd now. Starting to yell. Middlebrook, the quarterback, says something to his offensive lineman. And the ball's on the ground, and the Vikings have recovered it.
Yeah,
but there is also a flag.
Illegal snap, most likely.
Yeah, the snap rolled back to Middlebrook. Drossier in there on the pressure, just fell right on top of it. Weirdest snap I've seen in a while. It just rolled back there to him.
It looked like almost they were going, handing it to one of the, to another one of the linemen that was there, but you can't do that.
Yeah, he was walking up. I thought he was just going to do the tap and go, where you just tap the center and go. Problem was, he was over there by the tackles and the guards, and then he walked back. They waved the flag off. So it's going to be first and 10 for the Vikings.
Guys, I think that was can be blamed on the rain. Y'all mentioned it a few times, but it's been drizzling since the start of the game, but in the last few minutes it's picked up. And it's a steady rain now. I even had to go in and get my raincoat. And I just think the ball slipped out of his hand. I think when he looked up, he went and snapped, and it just slipped out of his hand and rolled about 2 feet. And Tiberius Drossier, great sophomore we've got, we talked a lot this year about, he fell on the ball in the backfield.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. First to 10, Vikings from the 39. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings left to right on the radio dial, looking at almost a five-man front for the Rams. Barrett drops back, looks. There comes the blitz. There's a flag down. We're going to get a hold as Barrett gets away from a man. He's across the 50. Still on his feet as they hit him from behind and drive him forward to their 45. Where the flag come from, Taylor?
Yeah.
You're going to look. It's a hold.
Barrett really pocket collapsed. He looked to run. Anytime that umpire throws the flag west, a lot of times on a scramble like that, it's going to be a hold. Barrett, big pickup on the play, but it's going to be negated, what appears to be a holding penalty.
As the referee walks over, personal foul.
Hands to the face.
I'll bet you hands to the face.
Wow, there we go. Trying to guess it. We should have just waited.
That's the other thing that happens in the middle there. You get so much of that, and they drive that hand up into the face mask and leave it there.
That's a 15-yard penalty, and that will come at the end of the run, which will take it all the way down to the 32-yard line of the Rams, and I guarantee the Rams coach is not happy about that call.
Yeah, Barrett showed a good job keeping his feet moving, breaking tackles. He does a good job of that. He's so big. 221-pound quarterback, it's hard to bring him down unless you get him low.
Trips to the near side, single receiver, far side, blitz off the corner. Barrett turns, keeps the ball, runs away from the blitz. He's over the left side at the 20. He's across the 20 to 15, cuts outside to the 10, heads to the corner. They won't catch him. Touchdown, Viking.
Michael Barrett said, it's shake and bake, and I help. He made two guys miss, breaking ankles. Quarterback keeper off the left side. Big pickup on the play, 32-yard touchdown run by Michael Barrett.
It's shake and bake, and I helped. You had to go back to the 80s, the 70s to pull that one out, didn't you?
Hey, Michael Barrett, man, he was breaking ankles out there, man. It's not like he's on the basketball court.
That was awesome. Awesome run.
He really did. He made two guys miss, broke it down, and made a move one way or the other, and they had no clue which way he was going.
Let's see what we do here. Ball course, down at the three. Our Vikings have huddled up.
Yeah, they're not in the traditional swinging gate. I think we're going to go for a traditional 2 points here, Wes, instead of a swinging gate.
Let's see what happens here. And we've got timeout Vikings. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. As the Vikings have scored again, it's 26-0, awaiting the extra point. As we saw the Vikings huddle up on the field like they were going to go for a traditional two. They attempted two on the last touchdown, and that did not make it. So that is the score, 26-0. Let's send it back over to Wes James and Taylor Biddle.
Best thing I've seen so far tonight, Tavon Kyle runs back out onto the field, comes back up from the huddle. We're running in quick.
Barrett under the center. We're in that old wing G. They go to the left side, number two. That's into the – yes. And we 2-point conversion. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be back after this.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box as our Vikings now lead 28-0 here in the second quarter. Let's go back over to Wes James and Taylor Biddle for the Viking kickoff.
And I tell you what, that happened really, really quick. Osby was into the – they ran out of that old – wing T, and Osby took it right in for that 2-point conversion. Gives us that four touchdown lead again, 28-0.
Yeah, Osby, the 5'11", 206-pound sophomore defensive lineman. We've gone to that several times in our 2 points, able to short yardage goal line, as we say, able to get it in for the 2 points.
Tyson Shaw's kick. We'll sail back into the end zone. With that, we'll go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was two plays with 61 yards. Michael Barrett rushed 32 yards for a Viking touchdown. Gary Osby rushed 3 yards for the 2-point conversion to make it 28-0 Vikings with 8:18 left in the second quarter.
Appreciate you, Chuck. Appreciate Paige Heating and Air for all they do on our in-game stats.
And here come the Newton Rams back out on the field with 8:18 to go here in the half. Middlebrook. In the shotgun, he has got Tinch right behind him. That's a D1 prospect at running back. Two receivers far side, two near side. Again, we're showing blitz off both corners. Goes over in the middle again, and what a hit! Oh, that pass, that little drag pass across the middle, and just as the receiver caught it, Tymier Moore.
Oh, Tymier Moore. Laying the wood is not even the correct analogy there. It's like, I mean, you run into a brick wall. Tymier Moore de-cleated that receiver. Good job, Tymier Moore, on the tackle.
But he got 3 yards out of it. Second and seven. We show blitz. Now we back out. Still showing blitz off the corner. Put a man in motion. So we'll have trips to the Newton side of the field. Give it to Tinch. Tinch tries to bust outside. Comes back inside. Good move by Tinch. There was nothing outside. Not much inside as he'll get a yard up to the 25, which will make it third and five from there.
Newton pretty balanced so far. Running and passing between each play. But they really haven't been able to get deep penetration per play here, Wes. Let's keep an eye on their per plays and the amount of plays as the rest of this game continues.
Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Middlebrook moves Tinch to his right. Ball on the ground. Picks it up. Looking. Throws it downfield. Catch made by the receiver. And he gets hit. We pick it up and hit it to the end zone. But they will call it a fumble. A reception and a fumble. We pick it up. Touchdown, Vikings.
All right, we got a penalty here, possibly for a late hit on the quarterback. The snap was low. Middlebrook ran back to get it. He made a pass, which was caught, then dropped. We picked it up and returned it. It's going to be a late hit, personal foul against the Vikings.
Guys, I didn't see it. I'll try to get an explanation because it looked like we were in his face when he threw it. Only thing I'm thinking is we may have hit him high because I don't think it was late, so it might have been high. You cannot hit the quarterback in the head, but I'll try to get an explanation.
Yeah. Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts spot sideline update. Roughing the passer is what they called.
First down, Newton.
Yeah, I think regardless, yeah. Marty's right. No matter if it's late or high, it's still roughing the passer.
Guys,
Marty.
That's exactly what it was. They said, coach, his elbow hit him above the shoulders. So it doesn't matter if it's late or not. You cannot hit the quarterback in the head. And they said his elbow came in high and hit him above the shoulders. That was the exact words. That's the penalty, guys.
All right, now you just regroup and go back at it on defense.
There was a lot happening on that play. Unfortunately, the results of that are going to be 15 yards against the Vikings. Newton has a first and 10 from the Newton 40-yard line.
And, Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Ball on the four hash mark, 7:03 to go in the half. Vikings leading 28-0. Newton going from right to left on your radio dial. Tinch to the left of Middlebrooks, the Newton quarterback. Our Vikings in a three-man front. Three receivers far side. He looks downfield, looks, goes way down looking for a man, overthrows everybody by about 10 yards.
Intended right there for Marty's impact player, Robert Lewis. He's really a game changer. Completely overthrown there for Middlebrook. Good coverage there by Josh Brown for the Vikings.
Well, we have a second. Middlebrook was scrambling, threw the ball out to 14. 14 got back to the 20 where he got hit, fumbled the ball. We returned it for a touchdown, but of course that all came back because of the personal foul. Second and 10 from the 40. Again, Vikings showing blitz. They give it a tinch over the left side. Looks, cuts back in against the grain. And nobody there as he gets across the 45 out to the 46-yard line.
Little draw this time. They weren't giving the handoff right away. Showing pass, giving it to the draw to the running back up the gut. Able to get some positive yards. 6 yards, what they're calling it, on the pickup.
Be third and four with 6:35 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 28 to nothing. Middlebrook. Put a single receiver to our side. Again, to tinch right up the middle. He runs right into the teeth of that Viking defense, and he'll get a yard up to the 47-yard line. Will be third and three from there. And
fourth down.
But
going to be fourth down here, giving it to him off the right side.
And they're going for it.
Yeah, Banks shows that he's going for it. They do have two timeouts here, so they might see what we're in, maybe try to get us offside. And then call a timeout. Let's see what they do.
Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Play clock at 16. Middlebrook steps up, says something to his offensive lineman, steps back. Waiting. There it is. Again to tenth, right up the middle. He'll run to that teeth of that Viking defense. Fellas.
Not in my house.
Turn the ball over. We'll take over at their 49-yard line.
Good job by the Viking front. Staying big. Giving it to tenth, right up the gut. Viking defense held strong up there in the front. Going to be a turnover on downs. Inside of Newton territory, too, is the big thing there.
The first and 10 Vikings at the Newton 49. 5:37 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 28 to nothing. Bill, one of our former sons of Thunder, Cole Rigdon, when he heard here to play, he said, linemen will always protect their quarterback no matter what.
That's
oh, yeah.
Exactly right.
I agree.
Guys, I just heard Coach Wisham say that's that grits and eggs.
Grits and eggs, boys.
Fourth down, that's the grits and eggs.
That's right.
That's an equipment parts supply sideline update from Marty Rogers.
He must be hungry.
Ball on the far hash mark. They're showing blitz. There they come. Barrett quick at just tries to throw it away. Hits Travis Tisdale with it in the back. But he did a smart thing by hitting him like he did to make it a ball incomplete.
We had the play drawn up perfectly. They were bringing the blitz up the middle. We were trying to set the screen up, but the blitz came so fast that Tisdale couldn't get his head turned around, and it just hit him in the back. I'm okay with that play. No, nothing big, no loss there on the play. Tyron Bigby
stayed home, and that was what really messed it up because he was right there in coverage on Tisdale.
Second and 10 from the Newton 49-yard line. Vikings left to right on the radio dial. We've got three receivers stacked one behind the other here on the near side. And what have we got?
Line judge called something he didn't like. Normally
offside. I think inside the neutral zone.
Yeah. They caught it on the defensive end for the Rams.
That's number 49, Dre Butler, called for the offside.
Coach Banks not liking this. We'll take it down to the, like I say, to the Newton 44. So it'll be second and five with 4:55 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 28 to nothing. Again, three receivers near side, single receiver far side, and they jump into the neutral zone again.
Hey, we'll take them any way we can get them here. Michael Barrett showing the hard count this time. It wasn't a neutral zone infraction. He hard counted them, then they jumped in the neutral zone there. So is it going to be enough for the first down? Let's see here.
The official.
It ought to be. I mean, two five-yard penalties makes 10.
Got to be, yep.
No, they're going to call it.
Yeah, they do. Newton takes a timeout. We'll take one with them. We'll be right back after this 30-second break. Vikings lead 28 to nothing.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank Press Box. We are live at Martin Stadium as our Vikings lead 28 to nothing over the Rams of Newton High School with 4:49 left in the first half. After a timeout, first and 10 for the Vikings. Back to Wes James and Taylor Biddle.
Taylor, and up in Brookwood, it is 28 to 7, Brookwood at the half. And Colquitt's got their hands full up there. Of course, their quarterback is out, and two running backs are out.
Yeah, missing a quarterback from what we understand, and running back was injured last week. They may be playing. I'm not sure. I know they got injured last week. Not sure they're if they're playing here. We got some communication going on here. Anyway, first and 10 for the Vikings. Ball on the 39-yard line. White Hat calls it into play now, Wes.
And we got trips. We're one right behind the other on the near side. Single receiver, far side. Tisdale in the backfield with Michael Barrett for our Vikings. We're going from left to right on your radio dial. They're looking like they want to blitz right up the middle. There they come. Quickly throws it out to Miko Washington, and the ball's incomplete.
Turn around, Miko. Have a cooler head.
Oh, come on. Walk over.
Yeah, we stacked the receivers. We threw it out to Miko. The play was really, really dead at that point. DB walks up and kind of gives Miko a shove. No flags on the play.
And then 58 comes over and gives him another shove, and the referee, I thought it should have been unsportsmanlike anyway. But
this is where we've got to keep our cool, guys. We can't let the referee is doing a good job. He's calling everybody together right now and going to just kind of calm down and cool everybody's heads, because we don't need a guy out. That's something you just don't do. And unfortunately, it's always the second man generally that gets called. So we got to be real careful and keep our cool here.
Absolutely, and that's a good – what the referee's doing right now is what he needs to do, and just so cooler heads will prevail.
Yeah, we had stacked trips over here. We were trying to throw to Miko in the back of the trips. Ball was thrown really low, and we didn't like the way he came up and made contact with Miko.
Second and 10, the ball on the far hash mark at the Ram 39-yard line. Again, three receivers near side. They show him blitz. And Barrett keeps it right up the middle as he's across the 25, the 30, down to the 20. I'm sorry, folks, he was across the 35 to the 30. Then all the way down to the 20-yard line. They'll mark him down, I think, at the 19.
Michael faking the pitch, which really got that defensive lineman to go with the pitch man. He was able to run off his edge there for a big pickup on the play. 19 yards on the pickup by Michael Barrett, first and 10 from the 19.
Again, trips to the near side. Single receiver, far side. J.D. Lee to the right of Barrett. Fakes it to Barrett. I mean, to J.D. Lee, keeps it, takes it right up the middle, just walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Michael Barrett. Yeah. Touchdown, Vikings.
Yeah, Michael Barrett showing his athleticism for his second rushing touchdown tonight. Crosses over the 100-yard mark. Michael Barrett just showing what he can do, killing you with his feet, killing you with his passing. Good job right there by the Viking front line right there, opening that hole so he could run through it unscathed.
Joe Allman, the hold for Ashton Musgrove. Oh, waiting on the snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. We'll take a 30-second break. Back after this.
Welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. It's now 35-0 with 4:27 left in the half. The point was good, but there was a flag there at the end of the play, guys. And the official came out and called it as a personal foul against Newton, and it'll be enforced on the kickoff. So looked
like
kicking off from there. 45.
Marty's got it. He heard the action. Marty, what you got?
Yes, guys. The official came over and told her that it was a personal foul against them, assessed on the kickoff. They did hit the snapper. You cannot hit the snapper. That's twice we've had that penalty this year. They've hit the snapper as you cannot hit the snapper when his head is down.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. It is 15 yards on the penalty. And we've got a new kicker in the game, Ashton Musgrove.
And that's number 40. Musgrove will kick off from the Newton 45-yard line. With 4:27 to go in the half. On the ground. Oh, it went 10 yards. We got it. And
you can't advance an onside kick.
Man. You can't advance. The ball hit. It was bouncing and bounced. And number 28 just ran right up under it and caught it.
Yeah, what happened, it was designed onside kick. We got 15 yards, so why not take a shot? Hey, kick it in the end zone, you really don't gain anything. Beautiful onside kick there by Ashton Musgrove. Tymir Moore running right underneath it. It took that one hop right when it got to the numbers, basically, and he ran right underneath it, first and 10 for the Vikings.
At the Newton 32-yard line. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was four plays, went 49 yards. Michael Barrett rushed 20 yards. For a Viking touchdown, Ashton Musgrove kicked a PAT, making it 35-0 Vikings, 4:25 left in the second quarter.
Thank you, Chuck, for that Page Heating and Air drive recap. First and 10, Vikings from the Newton 32-yard line. We've got a man in motion, jet sweep. Barrett keeps it, looks, starts to run, nothing there, and they're going to hit him. And Michael Barrett will go down at the 35, will lose 2 yards.
Yeah, it looked like he wanted to sit in the pocket there and throw something across the middle of the field. Saw pressure coming, stepped up, but it closed on him before he could do anything with it. Going to take a sack on the play.
The second and 12 back at the 35. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Getty Brown to the near side, along with Ellis. Barrett looks at those defenders, keeps the ball himself over the left side by 1-2, still on his feet. Michael Barrett will take it into the end zone for the third time tonight.
Holla! Michael Barrett, 35 yards, rushing on the touchdown off that left side, making it look really easy. Michael Barrett with his third rushing touchdown tonight.
Well, you know, when we interviewed Coach Banks, what did he say? Get the ball out of Michael Barrett's, MB's hands.
He said, I want to see him play except against us.
That's
what he said.
Get the ball out of his hands.
Michael Barrett doing some things in front of some scouts tonight from what we hear from Marty Rogers on the sideline.
Joe Allman to hold. Ashton Musgrove to attempt the extra point. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. We'll take a 30-second break back after this.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. It's 3:41 left in the half, and the Vikings now lead 42-0 over the Rams of Newton High School. As the Vikings get ready to kick off, we send it back over to Wes James and Taylor Biddle.
Hardeman and Lewis back deep for the Rams. Hardeman to the near side.
I apologize. Michael Barrett has four rushing touchdowns tonight. 160 yards on 13 carries, averaging 12.3 each time he tokes the rock.
Tyson Shaw back in to kick off. And that ball will sail into the end zone. With that, let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was two plays, 32 yards. Michael Barrett rushed 35 yards for Viking touchdown. Ashton Musgrove kicked the PAT to make it 42-0 Vikings with 3:41 left in the second quarter.
And, Bill, you talked about this reminds us so much of the 07 team where you just pound and pound and score. And
it is early. I know we're talking four games into the season, but it has that mark about it, like it just – you know, because we ran the wing tee in 07, and the ball was on the ground all the time. You took Michael Barrett here on the ground. He's your wing back. And all of a sudden, from the quarterback spot, eerily very similar.
They'll be first and 10 for the Rams from their own 20. Middlebrook asks for the ball, fakes it to Tinch. Play action, looks, throws downfield. Got a man open to catch made by 14 all the way out to the 45. They'll mark him down. See the officials going all the way to the 49-yard line.
Yeah, they gave him enough time to set his feet and throw a bullet out there to number 14, Xavier Brown. Big pickup on the play for them. 30 yards is what they're calling it on the pass from Brooks to number 14, Xavier Brown.
And they bring Trips to the near side. Two receivers far side. Middlebrooks in the shotgun by himself. Empty backfield. 3:20 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 42-0. Middlebrooks asking for the football. Ball on the ground. Picks it up quickly. Throws it out to number one. Tinch tries to get by one man. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage and give him a yard. So it'll be second and 9 as they're down to our 49-yard line.
Threw it out in the flats there. Catch was made. Good job breaking down on the play right there. Terrell Belcher cleaned up there also too by Will Tolbert. Second and 9.
Ball almost up on the far hash mark. Rams right to left on your radio dial. Vikings in a three-man front. Empty backfield again for Middlebrooks. The Ram quarterback takes it, drops back, pump fakes, look, trying to run. Got a big hole, turns, goes up by one man, two. He's across the 40, the 35, and that's where we'll give him forward progress down to the 35-yard. Noel's official's going to mark him at the 35.
They were looking for the go route on their side of the field. It was well covered. Middlebrooks decided to tuck it and run, making a few guys miss on our side as well. Good pickup on the play, 14 yards by Middlebrook with his feet.
I'm watching that offense-defensive line matchup continually and very close to an offensive hold that time, but got away with it.
2 minutes to go here in the half. Vikings leading 42-0. This may be the deepest penetration of the night for the Rams. At our 35 on the near hash mark, Middlebrooks gives it to Tinch on the jet sweep around the right side and gets hit at the line of scrimmage. It'll be second and 10 from there.
Jet sweep had the edge, but it wasn't before Kadeem Bergman closed in on the play. Going to stop him right at the line of scrimmage. Second down and 10 to go, 1:45 in the half.
They move the ball to the far side of the field. Newton with three receivers to their side, single receiver near side. Tension in the backfield with Middlebrooks. We're showing blitz. Now we back out of it. Ball again on the ground. Goes to pick it up, gets hit, and he'll go down at the 30. It'll be third and 10.
Yeah, Middlebrooks getting up slow. The snap low again. And he picked it up, really busted the play up there. Timeout by Newton. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after.
Welcome back inside the CBC Bank Press Box. We are live here from Martin Stadium as the Vikings lead the Newton Rams 42-0 with a minute 17 left in the half. After the timeout, it'll be third down and about 11 for the Rams on the Viking 36-yard line. Now back to Wes James and Taylor Biddle.
No fight. No fight taken away from these Rams. They're still out there just hard at it as if it was the first quarter and it was nothing to nothing.
Yeah, y'all talked about the 07 offense. I'm really pleased with what defense is showing us so far tonight. They're really playing with a lot of heart. This has been the biggest game, like you said, on the game tonight for Newton. But, yes, they are showing a lot of heart, Wes.
Third and 11. 1:17 to go here in the half. Vikings again showing blitz. Middlebrook, he asked for the football. Long, long count, just holding it. There he comes. Now he's looking. And he's going to hit and go down. He gets back to the line of scrimmage, so it'll be fourth and 11.
We were in man coverage because we were bringing the house. The problem there is if your quarterback can get through the pressure, he's got all day to run because your backs are to the play. Good job right there by us seeing that the containment was broke, peeling back around and making the tackle before he could break three. Fourth down,
fourth and 11. 50 seconds to go here in the half. Trip to the near side. Single receiver far side. Again, we jumped but did not break the neutral zone. Showing blitz. We're going back out of it.
Play clock.
Play clock down to six. That's what he's watching is that play clock. Thank you, Taylor. Takes it with two to go. Drops back, looking. Throws way downfield and overthrows number four. That is Matheson. And that'll stop the clock with 28.8 seconds to go. The ball will go over to our Vikings as we held them on downs. And I would imagine you're fixing to see a knee and go to the locker room.
Yeah, probably would. We'd be happy with a 42-0 lead at halftime. Kind of got a good bit of way to go to get in field goal range, but we do still have one timeout, so you got some options. We'll see what Coach decides to do.
Remember to stay with us as we come close to halftime, as Coach McPherson will have a few words for us on his way into the locker room, and then we'll have the Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services halftime show right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. So stay with us in these next 28 seconds.
And that's what we will do. It's victory formation. Just to protect that ball, and we do. And that should be the end of the half right there. Let's go downstairs to Marty as he finds Coach McPherson.
Coach, 42-0. You got to be proud of your kid.
Yeah, man, we're ready to play. We got to keep it up, you know. I got to finish this thing.
Coach, Michael Barrett's got four rushing touchdowns in the first half, but the offensive line's doing a great job. You talked about them before the game. I know you're proud of them as well.
Absolutely, man. Right now we're playing really well. We just need to keep it up.
Coach, what do you tell your team at halftime?
We need to finish this one.
There you go.
Oh, he threw us a curve.
Different. Threw us a curveball.
Hey, it's true, though. We need to finish this one. This is very similar to what it looked like in Parkview, and they came back on us a pretty good bit. So I agree with that. Let's finish it.
Yep, guys, want to thank you for joining us here on the first half as we get ready for the Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services halftime show. We're going to take a 7-minute break here on the Viking Radio Network. When we come back, we'll have a recap of the first half for you. We'll be back after this 7-minute break. And welcome back, Viking fans, to the Valdosta Insurance Services and Benefit Advisors of Georgia halftime show. Joining me in the booth now is Chuck Lawrence and Taylor Stubbs. Guys, you've been over there on the computers working stats, and you've been working yourself to death here. 42-0, four touchdown runs by quarterback Michael Barrett. I'll start with you, Chuck. I mean, have you seen a performance like this out of a team in a long, long time?
No, this tonight basically is the Michael Barrett show.
Yeah.
Passing, rushing. They're trying to arm tackling. And, you know, we get to see a lot that y'all don't necessarily see because we're looking at it with binoculars. And a lot of these arm tackles and stuff where they're hitting, it's just He's pushing them away. he's so strong, he's just pushing everybody away. And it's almost, I feel bad for the Newton team. I mean, he's so far above everybody else. It's fun to watch.
I know. Taylor, what about from your point of view?
I just want to say it's been a track meet. Michael Barrett's been on a dead sprint. He's been on about the 50-yard sprint about the whole game, it seems like. It seems like every drive is up with Michael Barrett this, Michael Barrett that. Just like Chuck said, it's been all about him tonight.
Well, he's averaging 12.3 runs a carry, 13 rushes for 160 yards with 4 touchdowns.
Well, and to start the game, we were moving the ball around, had some great pass plays. What about that first play of the game?
Yeah,
double pass. Nobody expected it.
No. And Tavon Kyle, great throw to Miko Washington. And Miko has been really going at it tonight. He had another touchdown as well in the air.
Yeah. He was the one that caught one in the corner. It's like the Red Sea parted. There was just a little needle he threw it through. Michael could not have thrown it any better. And Miko made a phenomenal catch, kept the speed in bounds for the touchdown.
Yeah, it was. I mean, that was a great pass, great catch. We saw Tavon Kyle go out, but here in the last few minutes before half, we saw him come back. He's been on the field. You wonder now, with a 42-0 score, you heard Coach McPherson, we're going to keep our foot on their throats. We're going to keep going. Their head. How did you say it in baseball season? We're going to keep their head on the curb.
Are you going to stomp it or are you going to let them up?
That's right. Stomp it or let them up. We got to keep stomping and keep moving forward. It has just been an offensive output. But what about defensively, Taylor? I mean, we seem to be stopping everything that Newton tries to do.
You're exactly right there. They've went for it on fourth down, I believe, twice, and both times we've stopped them. So
Yeah. It's
been defensive. They've stepped up. They've made big hits. I believe number 22, Belcher, he's made a couple of huge hits.
And
tonight.
So did Trimere Moore, number 28. That was like running into a brick wall
in
there.
That one, it didn't count because of the penalty on the quarterback, the roughing penalty, but that one, he laid 14 out over there, got that fumble.
Yeah.
He brought the wood on that one.
He really did. Guys, we are listening to the Lounge Georgia Bridgemen do their competition show. They're going to be out on the road here in the next coming week. And a great show as we got to listen to a good bit of it during the break. And they wrap it up here tonight, getting ready to go on the road in a couple of weeks for their first competition. They'll go across town to the Battle of the Border over at Valdosta. And what, you know, a band of this size and what it brings to the atmosphere of Martin Stadium.
Yeah, and I think the car is coming by on the interstate out there.
They probably could.
If they could have played last Friday for all those cars out there going northbound, it would have been a show for them. Go ahead.
I was going to say, guys, well, we got about 8 minutes left here in the halftime. Go ahead. You had something else to add?
Oh, yeah. I just want to say we don't get a lot of recognition. I mean, most of the time, like you said, when we get comments of, hey, so-and-so had more tackles or so-and-so
yeah.
did the week before last, I'm not going to say the man's name on the radio because he may not want us to, but he gave us a big thank you. Wanted to tell everybody on this radio show thank you and how great of a job we do. His daughter plays softball. Her granddaughter, I'm sorry, plays softball.
And you bring that up. They just swept Tipton tonight.
Swept Tipton tonight, 8-0 and 6-0.
Yep.
And he is so thankful that he can listen to this football game and hear his granddaughter scores and
yep.
be able to keep up with it too. Just wanted to say thank you. And we do a fantastic job and appreciate it.
Well, I want to thank you guys for all the work you do down here on the staff, everything that we do at halftime. It's just, we've got a good group now working.
Yeah.
Has a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Guys, we're going to take another 5-minute break here on the Valdosta Insurance Services Benefit Advisors of Georgia Halftime Show. When we come back, it'll be time for the second half as our Vikings lead 42-0 over Newton. We'll be back after this 5-minute break.